and a political candidate interview for us today. Lane Allred, candidate for Wyoming House District 21, is in studio today on the Weekday Wake Up. Good morning, Lane. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Duke. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Well, appreciate you stopping by and giving our audience and listeners a chance to get to know you a little before the primary election, which is now less than 2 months away. So coming up August 16th. Lane, I guess the first question that I always like to ask people is kind of the generic one, and that's, why did you decide to run for office in the Wyoming House of Representatives?
Well, Duke, I've kind of had my pulse a little bit on politics, and this was not one of my first choices, but when the opportunity came and I thought about it, it felt good, and I would love the opportunity to represent Star Valley at the Wyoming Legislature.
Now, when you look at how kind of the landscapes are in Wyoming politics now, are there one, maybe two issues that I don't want to know, maybe not as concerning, maybe are concerning issues, but things that really have grabbed your attention that you would like to focus on or that you think you could help the state with?
Well, I'm all over in energy. I'm excited about what's going on in Kemmer, just elated, thinking that with the way things are going, this could spread across the state. And also property taxes. I know there are a few bills already presented. I haven't seen the draft yet, but I'd like to. I like the idea of rolling back property taxes 2019, actually the 2018 assessment. And so I think those two are on my mind.
Yeah. Property taxes, of course, a big one right now because of just how high they've climbed. And we've had current Representative Simpson on the air, and he's talked about a number of the different proposals, and we've discussed how it has to happen at the legislative level, right?
So exactly.
You mentioned going back to 2019. Expand on that a little bit more for us, if you could, because that's one of the options being discussed.
Well, I like that concept in that the property values, homes, are frozen at that level, and they do not rise or raise until that property is sold, and then they reevaluate it. And I just like that concept. You know, I'm retired. I'm on a pension. My taxes went up pretty dang good. And I'm hearing around the state, older people are having to leave their homes just because they can't pay their property taxes. So I guess that's a little personal one to me.
Sure, absolutely. You mentioned being retired. One question I like to ask candidates is dedication of time. And if you feel like you have the ability to give the time to the job.
I definitely do. When I toyed with politics, even in college, I took a few political science classes, and my course of study went a different direction. And probably partly because of time, but I definitely have the time and the desire and the willingness to do this.
Lane Allred in studio this morning, candidate for House District 21. Lane, let's get to know your background a little more coming into this election. Of course, a career in education. Tell us what you've done over your career and how you feel that's kind of prepared you for a spot in the House.
Well, Duke, I was in I was a teacher and a counselor for 37 years, four different school districts. I feel that my ability to work with people, and plus I was born and raised in Star Valley. I feel like I know the communities I'm representing, and actually in the last several years, I've kind of lived in Dan and Evan's pocket on certain issues that I had an interest in. And I've had a lot of meals with Dan where we talk over things, had a lot of conversations with Evan on a lot of different things. So just kind of been there.
Lane, I think a question a lot of people might have, I know it was one I had, is, of course, you're currently a member of the LCSD2 Board of Trustees on the school board.
True.
What happens there should you be elected to the Wyoming State House? What happens with your school board position?
What happens is that because I have a good opponent that we're both looking for the same seat, when elected, if elected, I would then have to resign my position, which I would, and then it would be left up to the other members of the board to fill that position, because the time for filing is before
the primary.
Before the primaries, and yeah. So that's just how it has to be.
Again, Lane Allred in studio this morning, candidate for House District 21. Lane, anything else you'd like to mention today as far as your platforms or why people should consider voting for you?
Well, I think I've served the school district for 10 years now on the school board. Again, I know how to work with people, and I know how to listen. And so I would hope that you would give me your vote.
All right, Lane Allred, candidate for House District 21 this morning. It's all part of the weekday wake-up on the SVI Radio Network.